Out early this Friday morning in the mid to upper 30s, so a colder start today. But we'll warm nicely to about 60 to 65 degrees, and we'll have lots of sunshine. Look for a partly sunny day. Bigger story is going to be the wind. The wind will be northwest with gusts between 30 and 40 miles per hour. That's enough to notice when you're out driving later today. I'm 7 News Chief Meteorologist Veronica Johnson in the First Alert Weather Center.
We're at 48 degrees and holding in our nation's capital at 259.
You're listening to WTOP, Washington's news, traffic, and weather station.
WTOP News. Facts matter.
Good Friday morning, March 29th, 2024. Welcome in. Dean Lane. Coming up this early, 3 a.m. hour for you on WTOP Friday.
Planning for the long road ahead after Baltimore's key bridge collapsed. I'm Scott Gelman.
How Maryland hopes to help thousands of port workers sidelined by the key bridge wreck. At the key bridge, I'm John Doman.
Why Virginia will likely not be setting up marijuana dispensaries like you see in Maryland and D.C. these days.
How D.C. police cracked a cold case killing from 1990. I'm Mike Murillo.
Gains across the board. Actually, it was a mixed day on Wall Street. The Dow did gain 47. Good morning. Welcome in. 3 o'clock on WTOP.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. With money and equipment now making its way to Baltimore, Maryland Governor Wes Moore is sizing up the job of recovering from the destruction of the Key Bridge.
The Dolly is almost as long as the Eiffel Tower, and the Dolly has the Key Bridge on top of it. We're talking 3,000 to 4,000 tons of steel that's sitting on top of that ship. So we've got work to do.
CBS's Nicole Skanga tells us lives also need to be rebuilt.
The victims' families right now are in absolute agony. So are their friends and this very tight-knit community that we have come to know. I spoke with Moses Diaz. He was a construction worker who called all of these victims brothers. He was supposed to work on the bridge Tuesday morning, filling potholes, and had a shift change at the last minute.
FTX founder Sam Bankman-Fried was sentenced in Manhattan Thursday to 25 years in prison for cryptocurrency fraud. CBS's Errol Barnett's covering that for us.
His team will appeal, but it brings to a close a dramatic turn in what was one of the largest crypto thefts, essentially, in U.S. history.
Tennessee's Tough Torque makes parts for John Deere and other companies, apparently using child labor. CBS's Steve Kathan tells us the government and Tough Torque have reached a deal to stop that.
Tough Torque has also agreed to set aside $1.5 million in profits in a settlement for 10 children. Some were as young as 14, and they operated what federal officials called dangerous machinery, including forklifts, and worked long hours. The company that owns Tough Torque said the miners were provided through a temporary workforce staffing agency.
Three Democratic presidents, incumbent Joe Biden and predecessors Barack Obama and Bill Clinton, headlined a gala event in Manhattan Thursday evening that organizers say raised more than $25 million for Biden's reelection campaign. Also in New York, former President Donald Trump at the wake of New York City police officer Jonathan Diller, who was gunned down in the line of safety.
What happened is such a sad event, such a horrible thing, and it's happening all too often, and we're just not going to let it happen. We just can't 21 times arrest it.
Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky tells CBS News he's worried his troops won't be fully armed if the Russians launch another offensive in May or June.
Ammunition is coming to us, but its production takes place in the U.S., and the money stays in the U.S., and the taxes are staying in the U.S.
Zelensky met up with CBS's Charlie Daggett on Ukraine's front lines. The U.S. economy grew at a solid 3.4% annual pace. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
When it comes to painting, don't do it yourself. Call the pros at your local CertaPro Painters. This is Dave Dildine, and take it from me, they really do provide excellent workmanship, quality, and a worry-free process for both residential and commercial spaces, all at the right price. Each CertaPro Painters business is independently owned and operated. Schedule your free estimate online at CertaPro.com. That's Certa with a C. When choosing a painting professional, the choice is simple. Choose happy. Choose Serta Pro Painters.
1-877 Cars for Kids. K-A-R-S Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate your car today.
Donate today at Cars. carsforkids.org. Your car, running or not, could be picked up as soon as the next day. No title, no problem. Go to carsforkids.org today.
1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. Donate your car today.
Now accepting donations of land, homes, buildings, or any kind of real estate.
WTOP at 304. The Friday morning, 29th of March, 2024. Under a wind alert this Friday, gusting 30 to 40 miles per hour throughout the day. Otherwise, partly cloudy, mostly sunny, 60 to 65 the high. We're down to 44 in our nation's capital right now. Good morning to you. I'm Dean Lane. Topping the stories we're following for you this early morning, we begin the ride this morning with WTOP's continuing coverage of the cleanup and recovery effort in Baltimore and where we stand after the collapse of the Key Bridge this week. A salvage operation continues this hour in the Patapsco River for four construction workers who were on the bridge that morning, Tuesday morning at the 1 o'clock hour, when it was struck by a massive cargo ship. This morning, WTOP Scott Gelman reports Maryland's governor is already planning for how to reopen the channel and help families impacted by this tragedy.
There are 3,000 to 4,000 tons of steel from the Key Bridge sitting on top of the Dolly container ship here in Baltimore. Governor Wes Moore is prioritizing finding the four workers who haven't been recovered, but there's so much debris, he says divers can't see far in front of them.
To advance our recovery efforts, we need to do more work in order to clear the channel.
Plans for doing that are underway.
The Army Corps is moving the largest crane in the eastern seaboard to Baltimore to help us.
The state's launching a hotline so workers impacted by the collapse can get unemployment insurance. Moore's thinking ahead to rebuilding the bridge, which he's describing as a long process.
We're working closely with our partners to marshal the funds to move forward on that build so we can be ready when we reach that point of the work.
Near the Key Bridge, Scott Gelman, WTOP News.
Meanwhile, the Biden administration has approved Maryland's local initial request for $60 million in emergency relief funds. Now, it will, of course, we've been told now, take at least weeks, if not months, to clear the shipping channel into the Port of Baltimore. That means thousands of people cannot work and will not get paid. This morning, WTOP's John Doman has more for us on what the state wants to do to help out here.
Maryland state lawmakers are trying to rush a plan through to help those who immediately lost work Tuesday morning.
It's never been that the entire port is closed. And so what we are hoping to do is allow the state and the administration to tap into our rainy day funds to provide income replacement.
Maryland Senate President Bill Ferguson.
The scope of need is going to be broad.
But how broad will depend on how long the shipping lanes are closed. So he also wants to provide incentives to help businesses who have to send cargo elsewhere now.
Provide the coverage of additional costs for the relocation with the condition that they return to Baltimore when the channel reopens.
He thinks legislation can be passed and signed into law by the middle of next week. At the Key Bridge, John Dome in WTOP News.
WTOP News time now, 3:06. In other news this morning, Virginia Republican Governor Glenn Youngkin has vetoed a bill that would have set up a marketplace for marijuana in the state, as you find elsewhere right now in the D.C. area and Maryland. In a statement, Governor Youngkin says a marijuana market would endanger Virginians' health and safety, adding other places that have set up dispensaries have seen negative effects on children's health and an increase in gang activity and violent crime. You know, it's been 34 years now since a D.C. man was found shot and killed inside his northeast home. The case remained unsolved until now. WTOP's Mike Murillo this morning.
Back in March of 1990, 34-year-old Norman Rich was found dead in his home in Northeast D.C. He was found by his girlfriend at the time and mother of his children, Sheila Brown. Now Brown, who is 66 today, is under arrest and charged with killing him. Inspector Kevin Kentish with D.C. Police says the arrest comes after a new set of eyes were put on the case.
So we all look at evidence differently. There's certain cases that people look at, reevaluate, and there's certain things that are missed or certain things that we don't see.
The new findings were given to a grand jury and they delivered an indictment. According to the city, Brown told police back then that she came home after running errands and found Rich dead. She'll be back in court in June to answer to second-degree murder and obstruction of justice charges. Outside D.C. Superior Court, Mike Murillo, WTOP News.
It's Friday, March 29th. Welcome into WTOP. Thanks for starting your early Friday with us.
Michael and Son's Precision AC Tune-Up for only $49.
Michael and Son. Where the time now is 3:08. Traffic and weather on the 8th, and when it breaks, over to Ken Berger with us this early morning at the WTOP Traffic Center.
Thank you, Dean. Volume increasing on the Beltway. Still have those work zones going on in Virginia. The road widening work south of the Maryland state line past the George Washington Memorial Parkway in McLean. Three left lanes blocked. Only the far right lane is open. There are delays coming south of the parkway. You do break free by the time you get to the toll road, and after that, no issues on the outer loop along the entire run of the Beltway, both in Virginia and in Maryland. On the inner loop in Virginia, north of the toll road, it's the left lane that's getting by. Lanes to the right are blocked, and there are delays north of Old Dominion Drive. Once you clear the zone near the George Washington Parkway, the ride over the Potomac into Maryland is clear, and then you'll find no delays anywhere else on the inner loop of the Beltway, both in Virginia and in Maryland. Also in Virginia, 95 southbound near the Prince William Parkway, left lane closed by the work zone. Also southbound 95 at Dumfries Road, two right lanes are closed. Minimal delays, though there are just a brief slowdown. Northbound 95 in the express lanes, which are open now going northbound between Dale Boulevard and the Prince William Parkway in Woodbridge. You've got some bridge work. Left shoulder, left lane blocked of the express lanes. Also northbound 95 between Lorton Road and the Fairfax County Parkway. Right lane blocked because of maintenance operations, but no major delays on the northbound side of 95 north of Thornburg, heading up to Springfield. The WTOP newsroom is furnished by Regency Furniture. Beat the clock this Saturday. The earlier you shop, the more you save. Up to 30% off beautiful home furnishings. Affordable never looks so good. I'm Ken Berger, WTOP Traffic.
Starting out with temperatures here this morning in the mid to upper 30s across the area, with just some scattered clouds and a light breeze out of the northwest. Now, later today, that wind will be picking up. We could have gusts around 30 to 40 miles per hour because of the stronger winds. Your First Alert weather team, we're going with a wind alert today. At least we'll have sunshine back and temperatures around 60 to 65 degrees. I'm 7 News Chief Meteorologist Veronica Johnson in the First Alert Weather Center.
You're waking up to 44 degrees this 3 a.m. hour in Washington Friday morning, brought to you this time around by Long Fence. Save 25% on Long Fence decks, pavers, and fences. 6 months, no payment, no interest financing. Terms and conditions do apply. Check them out. Go to longfence.com. WTOP Friday morning at 3:10. On WTOP, we bring you money news at 10 and 40 past each hour. Jeff Claybaugh with us this Friday.
The government's final read on fourth quarter economic growth revised it higher to an annual pace of 3.4%. The University of Michigan's Consumer Sentiment Survey shows confidence rose to a two-year high this month. Indoor trampoline park Sky Zone is opening new locations in Arlington and Alexandria. It already has 7 parks here. The S&P 500 index gained 6 points Thursday, enough to close at a record. The markets are closed for Good Friday. Jeff Claybaugh, WTOP News.
Issues that matter most to voters in the DMV. Local races that could make all the difference. Coverage you can always rely on. Election 2024 on WTOP News. Facts matter.
Shadows in the moonlight. You're with Dean Lane on WTOP.
Open that window and get a breath of fresh air. This spring, PJ Fitzpatrick has great deals to replace your leaky old windows with beautifully designed, budget-friendly, energy-efficient, American-made windows. PJ Fitzpatrick has a variety of financing packages that work with most any budget. Plus, PJ Fitzpatrick provides peace of mind with a lifetime guarantee on materials and labor. You can have it all. Visit TrustPJ.com today for a free design consultation. That's TrustPJ.com today.
Stay up to date with WTOP News and 7 News First Alert Weather.
My name is Chris, and I'm from Fairfax. Hunger can impact anyone. I've had some life challenges. I was struggling. I know what it's like to go hungry. And food assistance helped me move forward. I'm working full time and my life is a whole lot better. Hunger is here and we need to address this because everyone matters.
1 in 3 of our DMV neighbors faces hunger. Hear their stories at hungerishere.org. Brought to you by the Capital Area Food Bank.
Good Friday morning, March 29th. Welcome in. If you're just joining us this morning, we're glad you're with us. We're under a wind alert today, gusting to 30 to 40 miles per hour on and off throughout the day. Otherwise, Veronica said it'll be partly cloudy to mostly sunny and, of course, breezy. 60 to 65. Temp-wise, not too bad, but those winds will certainly make it feel cooler. We are having dropped another degree down to 43 at our nation's capital right now. I'm Dean Lane. Glad you're with us this morning. 3:13 the time now on WTOP.
This is WTOP News.
There are new numbers out this week on the economy's growth and unemployment claims. The government says the economy grew at 3.4% annual pace from October through December. That's a bit of an upgrade now from the previous estimate by the government, and we have the latest look at unemployment claims. This morning, Mark Hamrick, senior economic analyst with Bankrate.com, first on last week's unemployment numbers.
Really tell us the job market's holding up quite well. We like that. Most of us are reliant on our employment for our personal finances and our incomes. And so this suggests the job market's holding up quite well. We'll get a monthly read on that a week from tomorrow with the March unemployment report. So I'm sure we'll be talking about that after it comes out, maybe before as well.
What are economists expecting there?
Really expecting to be perhaps a slight improvement in the unemployment rate, which had ticked up to 3.9%, so we might get back down to 3.8%. We've been averaging strong hiring in this country over the last 14 months, averaging about 250,000 jobs being added on a monthly basis. And so that is probably seen as somewhat unsustainable over the next year, and so we will begin to see that trail off a bit. But I might certainly resurface the notion that this economy has continued to surprise us with its resilience, and so I don't want to necessarily bet against it either.
When it comes to the GDP and economic growth, Mark, are we positive, negative on that right now?
Quite remarkable once again. You know, we've averaged about 4% GDP over the previous two quarters, and the average for GDP, or the main metric of growth in our country, the average on an annualized basis over time is roughly 2%. So we're doing twice as well as the long-term average. Now, we are expecting that the quarter that we're just about to wrap up, because here it is March 28th, is going to get back toward that 2% level. And so that's consistent with what you would expect to see in the long term. And keeping in mind that we've dodged some bullets here in the sense of the Federal Reserve having kept interest rates high.
Mark, while we have you here, of course, we've been talking a lot about the economic impact against Maryland and Baltimore, with the Port of Baltimore being shut down because of the Key Bridge collapse. We've heard figures like $100 million a day in losses at that port alone. Can you give us some perspective here? What does that collapse and shipping suspension mean for the overall economy?
Well, it doesn't mean much at all for the national economy, but we think of it, first of all, as a human tragedy, the lives lost, the interruption in employment that's going to occur for those port workers, but also the people who have used the port and the bridge as primary means of transportation. So for trucks that had been using that bridge, we're talking about an additional 147,000 additional truck miles a day, because all these trucks that have been using that bridge will have to go another 30 miles. The economic activity around the port has seen about $15 million a day. So job one is, of course, getting the port back open so all that can resume. Think about the impact of a company like Under Armour that does manufacturing, needs to ship things out of that port. And then the roughly 15,000 people who are directly employed there, and then all the people who are indirectly getting an economic benefit from that port as well. So human tragedy first. More of a regional economic issue, not insignificant, but not on a national basis.
Talking money, that's Mark Hamrick, senior economic analyst with Bankrate.com, in a conversation with Ann and Sean. Quick look at some of the top stories we're following for you on WTOP. 25 years behind bars it is for so-called crypto king Sam Bankman-Fried this week. And updating $60 million now coming to Baltimore, and opening payments from the feds to start cleanup and recovery after the bridge collapse there. More in just minutes. You are listening to 103.5 FM at WTOP.com.
Is it a good day for a stroll on the National Mall, or better to hang on the couch with your favorite shows? Plan your day with WTOP weather updates every 10 minutes on the 8th. WTOP, Washington's top news.
You're with WTOP, Matt Dean Lane.
Select Auto Imports of Alexandria, Virginia is not having a sale. Even though they have luxury pre-owned BMWs, Mercedes-Benz, Audi, and Range Rovers, they... Yeah? Oh, really? Okay, I see. Thank you. Select Auto Imports, this is awkward, are in fact having a sale. They're expanding and need the room. Check out the entire inventory of over 100 luxury cars on sale for a limited time. Online at selectautoimports.com or in Alexandria. The not having a sale sale from Select Auto Imports.
Friday morning, March 29th. Glad you're with us here at WTLP to start your day. Time now is 3:18. Traffic and weather on the 8th, and when it breaks, traffic's first. For that, it's over to Ken Berger this morning in the WTOP Traffic Center.
Thank you, Dean. Seeing delays again on the Beltway in Virginia, the only slow spots anywhere in the DMV. Now, the delays on the Beltway out of loop because of the road widening operation south of the Maryland state line going past the George Washington Memorial Parkway. This is over in McLean. Three left lanes are remain blocked. Only the far right lane is open. And the delays are building again coming south of the Potomac River. You're also seeing delays on the inner loop north of the toll road. Left lane getting by on the inner loop. Lanes to the right are blocked. Seeing delays coming north of the Dulles Toll Road. And again, this is because of the increase of volume as we approach the sunrise all through the DMV. That's about the only area of slowing we're seeing anywhere in Washington, Virginia, or Maryland. There are other work zones going on, including in Maryland, with the southbound side of the BW Parkway approaching the Beltway. You're going to find one lane open. Earlier delays, though, have cleared out on the southbound side of the Baltimore-Washington Parkway in Prince George's County. Also in Prince George's County, both directions of Branch Avenue, just inside the Beltway in Marlow Heights, between Old Branch Road and Curtis Drive, far right lane and right shoulder blocked. 301 northbound between Brandywine Road and Cedarville Road in Brandywine, left lane is closed because of the road work. Marlow Furniture is marking down fine quality pieces, up to 30% off furniture for every room. You've never seen price cuts like this. It's markdown mayhem through Sunday at Marlow Furniture. I'm Ken Berger, WTOP Traffic.
Coming up this half hour, Friday morning for you on WTOP.
D.C.'s mayor does a victory lap as Monumental stays put.
We want our team.
I'm John Doman.
On this Friday, your First Alert weather team, we're going with a wind alert. Right now, our winds are relatively light. There'll be a slight breeze early in the morning as the sun comes up, but our strongest winds will be during the afternoon up until early evening. Temperature-wise, mid to upper 30s out there this morning with temperatures expected to top out between 60 and 65 degrees on this Friday, so a milder day for us. And a pretty nice weekend, too. Low to mid-60s on Saturday, close to 70 on Sunday, with sunshine expected on Easter Sunday. I'm 7 News Chief Meteorologist Veronica Johnson in the First Alert Weather Center.
Right now, checking the airports this morning in the 3 a.m. hour. 45 degrees you're waking up to at Reagan National and BWI Marshall. 42 Dulles. We're at 44 in our nation's capital and holding. Brought to you this early morning on TOP Friday by Lynn the Plumber Heating and Air. Trusted same-day service 7 days a week. Check him out. Lynn the Plumber Heating and Air. And still ahead this morning.
Residents react to news the Caps and Wizards are staying in D.C.
I think it's fantastic.
I'm Grace Newton.
WTOP at 3:20. Good morning.
Mr. Rogers said, look for the helpers. Can always find people who are helping. Thank you to all the first responders who put their lives in danger to help us when my brothers and sisters and mom and dad and grandpa and grandma need them.
Thank you, first responders.
This is what I signed up for as a first responder. I am constantly worried about being exposed to this virus and potentially bringing it back to my home and my family. I'm going to continue going to work day in and day out and providing help to those that need it.
We look out for the helpers because they look out for us.
Thank you, first responders.
Be safe, look after yourself, and look after one another. Thanks.
Learn how you can help first responders in your community by texting BRAVE to 24365.
You're with Dean Lane on WTOP.
It's Friday morning, March 29th. Glad you're with us. 3:22 in the morning on WTOP. Welcome in.
You're listening to WTOP News.
A federal grand jury has now indicted 35-year-old Ruo Chang for plotting to shoot up a church in Prince William County last year. If a judge convicts him on all counts here, he could face life behind bars. The indictment charges him with attempting to obstruct congregants of the Park Valley Church in Haymarket in the free exercise of their religion beliefs. During a search of Chang's apartment, police did find copies of a letter each signed, which read in part, apparently, to the families of those men about to be slain, and I am sorry for what I have done and about to do. May your tears not be cried in vain, but to celebrate how your loved ones had lived. The case against him was moved to federal court last month. A day after we learned the deal was off to move the Caps and Wizards to Northern Virginia and to build a new sports stadium complex there, D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser speaking to WTOP Thursday about the benefits that the district will see by keeping the teams in her city. WTOP's John Dolan.
For 3.5 months, when many were pessimistic about D.C.'s hopes for keeping the Wizards and Caps, D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser says the city never gave up.
We want our teams. We want a huge renovation that will support our downtown comeback. And that's what we accomplished.
The deal fell apart in Virginia over concerns it was a handout to a billionaire. But Bowser says the city's long-term investments into the downtown arena already meant this was different, with so many businesses relying on events here.
Those revenues help us fund schools. They help us have more public safety officials. They help us have great roads and transportation.
John Doman, WTOP News.
So how do the people of D.C. feel about this deal? WTOP's Grace Newton talked this week to some residents outside Capital One Arena.
I think it's fantastic. We just live around the corner, and so it was a bit disappointing to hear that they'd lost it to Virginia, but it sounds like that fell through, so I think it's great.
And that deal with Virginia did fall through, keeping D.C. as home to the Caps and Wizards through at least 2050. John Costella says he plans to attend some games.
We're going to try and squeeze a few in before they all disappear, but now we've got a bit more time to do that.
Some Virginia residents sharing similar sentiments took to X, where they praised State Senator Louise Lucas, who's known for leading the blockade in Virginia's General Assembly that prevented a new arena from being built in Potomac Yard. At Capital One Arena, Grace Newton, WTOP News.
You are listening to 103.5 FM at WTOP.com.
Grab your clubs and join Youth Apostles for its annual golf classic at Raspberry Falls Golf and Hunt Club in Leesburg on May 6th.
This is Father Jack, Director of Mission and Development for Youth Apostles. Youth Apostles impacts thousands of young people every day. Your sponsorship allows us to help young people encounter the love of Jesus Christ and live lives of prayer, charity, and high moral standards. Thank you, and God bless.
To play or sponsor, visit youthapostles.org.
Friday morning, March 29th. Welcome in. 3:25 in the morning on WTOP.
Sports at 25 and 55 on WTOP.
Check in once again this early morning Friday with Rob.
For the second time in as many weeks, the Capitals were dominated by the Maple Leafs to snap a three-game win streak, this time 5-1 in Toronto. What happened, Spencer Carberry?
From the start of the game, you could feel that our group was overwhelmed early on, just with the speed of the game, the way things were happening. So you could see a bunch of puck touches where we bobble it, we're fighting it early, and just it was just too quick for us tonight.
The silver lining is Detroit's shutout loss in Carolina keeps the Capitals in control of the last wildcard playoff berth by 2 points with 10 games left in the regular season. The National